wanted to use something that you said kind of towards the beginning of this conversation to circle into some of the issues we want to talk about. You talked about the broken relationship between the police department and some of the neighborhoods. You become mayor. What's the first thing that you do? And what is the mayor's role in helping heal that broken relationship?
Well, number one, I think the mayor has to accept responsibility. We have to have a mayor that accepts responsibility and ultimately accepts that the buck stops with him or her. And we don't have that. We don't have someone either in the mayor's office or, in my opinion, in the chief's position that accepts responsibility for, number one, making sure every neighborhood in the city of St. Louis is a safe place. And that the quality of life is as such where, you know, children have an opportunity regardless of what side of town they live on. So what I've called for is on day one, I think we need a new police chief. I think Chief Dotson has really made it impossible to repair this broken relationship. He has burned so many bridges, both with the community and elected officials, key figures that we need to be partners in rebuilding our city. And so I think for the first time in St. Louis history, we need to open up a national search for a police chief, someone who is free from the culture, I think, that has divided us and has not allowed for this relationship to, you know, be best as possible. We need to find somebody with a proven record for being able to not only make communities and cities like St. Louis safer, but also realizes how important it is to build and maintain that relationship between community and police. Because, frankly, police cannot be successful if they don't have that relationship or trust with the community. You know, in St. Louis City, most murders go unsolved. Over 50% of homicides are presently unsolved. The biggest reason for that is because the police don't have a relationship with the members of those communities most affected by violence who can help find the perpetrators of the violence. And so we have to rebuild that relationship. And we also have to understand that, you know, it doesn't matter how many officer-friendly days we do or ice cream truck events. If the city does not hold those very few police officers who break the law, who go beyond the law and injure, hurt, and in many cases kill citizens, if we don't hold them accountable, we are throwing away years of efforts to rebuild those relationships. And so what people were protesting for on the streets of Ferguson and continue to protest for across the country is accountability, and still haven't gotten it. And so I think it's important to have people in these critical positions, both the mayor, both the public safety director, and both the police chief, that value rebuilding that relationship and above all.
One of the things I've noticed from traveling around different parts of St. Louis is I think the perception of police is different depending on where you go.
Hugely.
Why do you think that is?
Well, let me first say is that I would not interpret a demand for accountability as a lack of support for police. Okay, those are not mutually exclusive things. You know, my neighborhood, my community is very supportive of police. In fact, one of the top requests we get is for more police, more money for police, more pay, better pay for police. But at the same time, we want a level of accountability. We want to make sure that when that those very few officers who do go beyond the law, hurt or kill or break the law, that they are held accountable. Now, you ask why there are different opinions across the city. I find, in my experience, that that is true on many different subjects, is that St. Louis is often a city of bubbles, and your St. Louis experience is defined by the neighborhood you live in. And so many people in, say, a Holly Hill neighborhood may not see very much crime and violence, and so they think that St. Louis is a safe place and that the police are doing a great job. And that, you know, if they call 911, the officer arrives. Now, if you go across town to College Hill in the 6th District, which is less manned, has less police officers, and I believe those officers are much overworked, it's a very different experience. They feel that the city of St. Louis is a dangerous place, and they feel that they call 911 and they get put on hold. They feel that they see drug dealers and prostitutes outside and nothing's being done. And so what we have to do is have leaders, and especially somebody occupying Room 200, a mayor, who understands the different needs of all our neighborhoods and recognizes that there are different experiences in St. Louis, but you as a mayor have to be representative of the entire city. And you have to be able to act as a personal bridge to bring our city together to make sure that we understand that, look, even if you don't live in College Hill, you have to recognize that the suffering going on in that neighborhood affects our city. And even if you don't live in Holly Hills, you have to recognize that their experience is critical to the success of our city, because if we start losing those people and keep losing those people, our city will not be successful.